We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Some have claimed that proton therapy is more advanced and more precise. Dr. Jonathan Haas, chairman of radiation oncology at NYU Winthrop, challenges those claims with proven data.
The facts are clear. CyberKnife is measurably more precise than proton therapy. There are fewer side effects, and our success rate has never been surpassed. What's more, CyberKnife treatment takes 5 brief appointments in a single week. Conventional proton treatment takes 9 weeks.
With so many claims out there today, it's important to choose a cancer treatment based on proven success.
I advise everyone, ask to see the data. I'm always happy to share our results and meet with any patient.
To learn more about CyberKnife or to speak with Dr. Haas, call 1-866-WINTHROP or visit nyuwinthrop.org. NYU Winthrop Hospital. Your health means everything.
Right now at Mavis Discount Tire, get up to $100 back on a set of 4 select Goodyear or Cooper tires. Come in today and save.
Mavis Discount Tire, America's Discount Tire Store.
See stores for rebate details.
CBS Tonight. It's the Big Bang Wedding people thought would never happen.
I was definitely one of those people.
But the big day is finally here.
It's go time.
Everyone's invited to celebrate Sheldon and Amy, including Mark Hamill.
Congratulations on your wedding.
When this is over, I have 4,000 things for you to sign.
The Big Bang season finale, followed by the season finales of Young Sheldon and Mom, and a new SWAT. CBS Tonight.
Tonight, starting at 9 on CBS 2. Then stay tuned for CBS 2 News at 11.
The sum above difference is daily, not shredded last night or baked yesterday afternoon. Good ingredients, prepped fresh, every day. Because that's what daily means. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
The Fan. Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM. WFAN, WFAN FM, New York.
WFAN Sports Flash.
And this report sponsored by RE/MAX. With access to millions of home listings and 115,000 knowledgeable agents, RE/MAX recommends what's right for you. Visit RE/MAX.com to find your home and agent now. Well, the order of this day, men's quarterfinal action at Wimbledon. Here's your update. The top seed, Roger Federer, who had not lost a set en route to the quarters against Kevin Anderson today, the eighth seed. Now, Federer winning the first two sets, but Anderson storms back to win the next two. Right now, they are in the fifth set, and Federer leads it 8-7. Novak Djokovic reaches the semis for the first time since 2016. Well, France is in the World Cup final. Who will France play on Sunday? We will find out later this afternoon in Russia. It's England and Croatia in the second semifinal match. France outscoring Belgium 1-0 yesterday. The Yankees now 3.5 back of the front-running Red Sox in the American League East. And figure the Orioles own the worst record in baseball, yet the Yankees have won just 4 of the 9 games this season against Baltimore. Orioles have taken the majority of the games, 2 of 3 this week. The series finale will take place tonight. And the Yankees have pitched Sonny Gray tonight. No secret, Gray has struggled big time, has failed to get past the third inning in his last two starts. Yankee baseball and the Fan, Yankee pregame at 6:25. Metro pitch Jacob DeGrom against the Phillies tonight at Citi Field. 8 innings, 1-run ball against the Rays the last time out. Leads the majors in ERA at 1.79, but in part because of a lack of run support, he's just 5-4 on the year. It all starts with just one thing. Be smart when operating your thermostat. This summer, raising the temperature just a few degrees goes a long way in saving energy and money on your bill. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. And the weather is sponsored by Indeed. 83 degrees and skies are partly cloudy. And are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up a screener question, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at indeed.com/hire. Right now, it is 83 degrees and skies are partly cloudy. And that's what's happening. Sports Flash is at the top of the hour. This is John Minko on WFAN Sports Radio 101.9 FM. And Sports Radio 66, the flagship station for New York sports. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. Just download the radio.com app.
Here's a little insider travel secret. There are tons of empty hotel rooms out there just waiting to be booked. That's why there's Hotel Tonight. Hotel Tonight partners with awesome hotels to help them fill their unsold rooms, which means you get incredible deals. And even though the name's Hotel Tonight, You can actually book up to a week in advance and up to 100 days in advance in New York City and other popular destinations. So download the Hotel Tonight app to start scoring better deals at better hotels now.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe.
All right, 12:03 on The Fan, lunch hour, hour three of our radio program. Benigno and Roberts in the midday, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Live, living color, the Black Bear Studio here. Of course, Black Bear Deli Meats and Cheeses only at the great ShopRite stores. 877-337-6666 is the phone number here for another hour. 1 o'clock CMB comes your way. Mike after that, Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. The second semifinal game in the World Cup today, Croatia and England. The winner of that game will play France on Sunday in Moscow or in Russia for the World Cup. And joining us right now is Grant Wall of Sports Illustrated, Fox Sports TV, Planet Football Podcast, and SI TV. He's also got a book out about the soccer and all of that. Grant, Joe and Evan in New York, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Good. And you wrote the book Masters of Modern Soccer.
That's the one.
How the World's Best Play the 21st Century Game. Here's what I'm curious about as somebody who doesn't have a frame of reference of 16 years ago or 24 years ago when it comes to soccer. What is the biggest difference? If you watch today's game, we see the differences in the NBA. It's a different world. The differences in football, the differences in baseball, they're stark. What are the big differences of this modern game?
Yeah, I think there's a few. One is the game is played at a faster speed than ever before. And just the athleticism, the conditioning required to play soccer it's higher than ever before, all over the field in all 11 positions. Also, there's more specialization than there used to be, while at the same time, players are required to do more than just the traditional tasks. So if you're a goalkeeper, your job these days is not just about shot stopping like it used to be. You're also starting the attack. Sometimes you're even coming out of your goalkeeper box, your penalty area, to make defensive clearances because your back line is so high. It's that sort of a thing. If you compare the sport of soccer today, for example, I have a copy of the World Cup final from 1970, and those were amazing players like Pelé, but the defenders didn't come in as hard in those days, and there were more attacking players on the field in those days. And so the game really is different, completely different today than it was back then.
You know, one thing that, and I don't know if I like it or dislike it, Grant, and that's the shootout at the end of a tie, okay? Because, you know, to me, there should be, and I know, look, the game is long and it takes a while for guys to score goals, and I get all that. But couldn't you come up with a little better way to win, you know, in a championship caliber game, you know, match like that, like the World Cup is, to come out with a better way than a shootout at the end of it? I mean, how about that?
I mean, there's certainly ideas out there. Unfortunately, FIFA is a really conservative organization, so they haven't really made changes of any sort when it comes to tie-breaking over the years. There are ideas out there like every 5 minutes you take off a player from each team and that will open up space and eventually you'll get a goal. You just play until somebody scores. There's also ideas of changing the shootout kick from a penalty spot kick to something more like the NASL had in the 1970s, which Johan Cruyff, one of the greatest players ever to play the game, actually loved, which was starting 35 yards out, a player advances on the goalkeeper, and it's more like a hockey
shootout. Right.
But I don't think we're going to see any changes. I think we're stuck with the penalty shootout, and while I think it's not always an accurate representation of skill, they are very dramatic, and I think at least from an emotional perspective for a lot of folks, they actually like that.
Looking at this England team, all right, they're one win away from advancing to the World Cup final. This is a country that 4 years ago didn't even get out of the group stage. And if you look at their history over the last couple of decades, it's not like they've been ringing up championships. What's changed for this year's team? Why are they so much better? Why have they had so much more success here in 2018?
Well, this is a much younger England team than we've seen in recent World Cups. And a more likable one, to be honest, from a personality perspective. You don't have some of the pampered millionaire Premier League players that we've seen in previous England squads. And they're very well prepared for things like set pieces. If you look at England, they've had more success in this World Cup scoring goals on set pieces than any other team. That's what my story in this week's SI Magazine is actually about. And that takes preparation, that takes execution, and it's just they have a very good youth development system as well in England. They're the current under-20 world champions. They're the current under-17 world champions, and they have a chance to be the current senior or the senior world champions as of Sunday. So there's a lot of good things happening over there right now, and I think the coaching staff too, led by Gareth Southgate, has really approached this World Cup in a smart way, and they've sort of diffused the usual media controversies that we often see surrounding the England team.
Grant, who's the favorite in this game, Croatia and England? Would you say England is the favorite in this game?
For me, Croatia is a slight favorite. This is mm-hmm. the best midfield in the World Cup. I thought Croatia was actually the best team on the field in the group stage. They mm-hmm. haven't been as good in the knockout rounds, but they found ways to advance in the last two games straight by penalty kicks. That said, I think England has gotten to the point now where we almost expect England to score a goal off a set piece in every game now. That's their average in this tournament. They aren't scoring many goals out of the run of play, which is concerning. But if they continue to get these set piece goals and defend well, they've certainly got a shot. I think this is going to be a very close game. But if I had to lean one way, I would pick Croatia.
We're talking to Grant Wall of SI. Wrote the book Masters of Modern Soccer, How the World's Best Play the 21st Century Game. Tell me if this comparison works. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it's spot on. I don't know. When I think of the 2007 World Series, I don't even think about the Red Sox sweeping the Rockies. I think of A-Rod opting out. It became this big story. How in the middle of the World Series, A-Rod decided, I got to tell everybody, I'm opting out of my contract. And he took a lot of heat for that. Is that similar to what happened the other day with Ronaldo announcing he's going to a different team right as they're getting set to play the semifinals of the World Cup?
It's pretty amazing. This is the second time in this World Cup that Real Madrid has basically upstaged the World Cup. The first time was one day before the World Cup starts, Real Madrid announces their new coach is Julen Lopetegui, who's the Spanish national team coach, and he gets fired by Spain the day before the tournament starts, which really upended Spain. They went out earlier than expected. I had predicted Spain to win this tournament, and Real Madrid basically screwed everything up. And here we are yesterday. Real Madrid is the one who announces an hour or so before the semifinal between France and Belgium that Cristiano Ronaldo, one of the greatest players ever to play the game, is leaving Real Madrid for Juventus in Italy. And it's almost like Real Madrid's trying to do this. They could have announced this on one of the off days. There were two of them before the semifinals, and they waited until an hour before the game. And it makes me wonder if they might do it again before the final even, because now they're going to need somebody to replace Ronaldo, a real Galactico-level goal scorer. And, you know, I'm told that the two guys they're really targeting are Neymar and Kylian Mbappe. And Mbappe is playing for France in the final. So it's a really fascinating situation here where it's like Real Madrid's almost trying to do this.
We're talking to Grant Wall of Sports Illustrated, Fox Sports TV, Planet Football Podcast, and the SI TV show as we get ready for the final semifinal game here in the World Cup between Croatia and England. The winner will play France. How good is this French team? I mean, whoever wins this game, will they be the underdog to France on Sunday, Grant?
I think so. You know, France coming into the tournament, what I was saying was they are at their best. They are the best team in the tournament. But the problem has been consistency, that they haven't always found that high level in every game and seem to, you know, once every five games or so have a real stinker. But they haven't done that in this tournament, and they haven't always maximized their talent. Even last night against Belgium, this was a fairly conservative approach. Once France got the goal on the set piece, they defended heavily, let Belgium have most of the possession. And so their manager, Didier Deschamps, has gotten some criticism for being too conservative, for not unleashing the talent that they have. We saw it a little bit in that 4-3 win against Argentina in the round of 16, when Argentina just basically tactically was a mess defensively and Mbappe shredded them. But in the end, nobody really cares that much historically how you win a World Cup. It's winning a World Cup. And in every game, it seems like France has done enough to win the game. And I think they could do it again in the final.
Now, what's the deal with Team America? All right, they don't qualify for this World Cup. You know, I'm sure the qualifying starts before you know it for 2020. What's the state of United States soccer right now?
Well, obviously, it was a huge disappointment not to qualify for this World Cup. It's the first one that the U.S. men have missed since 1986, and it's a huge missed opportunity for the continued growth of soccer in America, where every World Cup creates millions of new USA fans of the sport. So you can't change that now, but U.S. soccer needs to do a lot. MLS talent development needs to do a lot to make sure this never happens again. And that said, I don't think it's maybe as doom and gloom as some might think. This is not going to stop the development of soccer in America or the growing popularity. And, you know, France, for example, failed to qualify for 1994, and then 4 years later, they won the World Cup. And I'm not saying that the U.S. is going to win the World Cup in 22, but you could also see that U.S. team make a run. And there's some really good young teenagers that are starting to really make their mark for the U.S., led by Christian Pulisic, who has a chapter in my book, who's a really smart young player who could become the first U.S. men's soccer superstar in the sport.
Mm. And the 2022 World Cup is in North America, right? Is it not in North America?
So 22 is going to be in Qatar, which
Qatar.
Has been very controversial.
Okay.
And that's a strange one, too, because of the heat in the summer there. They are going to stage that World Cup between November and December of 22.
Interesting.
And then in 26, the World Cup on the men's side will come back to North America. It's USA, Mexico, and Canada.
That's
with the U.S. hosting most of those games. And as we saw here with Russia, if you host a World Cup, chances are your team will go deeper in the tournament just due to all the home crowd support.
Sure.
I know that at that time, the U.S. is certainly hoping to make a deep run to quarterfinals, semifinals, and see what could happen from there. Mm.
And so for that North American World Cup, the championship would be where, MetLife Stadium?
New York, yeah. That's the plan that they've announced. So, you know, previous World Cups, men's and women's in the U.S., the final has always been in the Rose Bowl, but this time it would be in the New York area.
Nice. Well, so it's got to be MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, very cool. All right, yeah. Grant. Well, we appreciate you coming on. Thank you very much, my friend.
All right, Grant, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Grant Wall writes for SI and also is the author of the book Masters of Modern Soccer, How the World's Best Play the 21st Century
How about the fact
game?
That it's going to be in Qatar, however you say that.
Right.
And they're going to play it in November and December?
Well, they have to.
No, I know. I understand that. But
yeah, I don't mind that. Wait, when December or November?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, during football.
Oh, I'm not going to care.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but do we care that much anyway?
We don't, but it's a little more, you know, because it's in a, let's be honest, this is a lull time for sports in this, you know, in the summer. I mean, what we got is baseball, and you got the tennis, golf, obviously. But, I mean, this is a good time to play it. You know, the exposure is more.
No, you're right, but I will say this. If they're playing games on a Tuesday afternoon, football has nothing to do with it.
Well, that is true.
Now, if the game's on Sunday, forget it.
Well,
I agree with you.
The championship will be on a Sunday.
Right, forget it. I agree with you.
Right.
But when you have games on a Tuesday afternoon, it's not a big deal.
All right.
But from a weather standpoint, they've got to do it.
Yeah, no, I understand.
We'll come back. We'll get your phone calls, 877-337-6666, and a tweak to NBA free agency. That's awesome. Smithtown Volkswagen Summer Beach Bash is back here on The Fan. GM Tom B and his crew are pulling out all the stops this month for the annual Beach Bash. Not only do you get great deals, but you get their Buy with Confidence program, which includes 2 years of oil changes with tire rotations, service loaner cars, shuttle service, and even car washes. Get the all-new 2019 VW Jetta S, only $195 a month, or a new 2018 VW Tiguan S crossover with all-wheel drive, only $215 a month, both for 36 months, and $1,995 down payment with many available at these prices. And new 2018-19 Volkswagen models include a 6-year, 72,000-mile, whichever occurs first, transferable bumper-to-bumper, limited warranty, plus tell them Evan from The Fan sent you. That's me. Get an additional $500 Smithtown VW discount bonus. The one and only Smithtown Volkswagen on Jericho Turnpike in Smithtown and online at smithtownvw.com.
Is Greg a good name for a chameleon? Searching Caribbean.
Wait, I said...
Norwegian Cruise Line has ships sailing all over the world, including the Caribbean, Bermuda, Alaska, and Europe.
Hmm, do they sail from New York or Miami?
Searching. They have ships sailing year-round from New York City and Miami.
Oh, and they have that free at sea promotion too, so I could choose up to 5 free offers, like free unlimited open bar.
Like is an understatement.
Or free specialty dining.
I wish I could taste things.
I could choose free shore excursions.
Don't forget me. I have a camera.
There's free Wi-Fi.
Or you could bring friends and family for free, like your wife, not Greg.
Hmm, maybe I should book a suite or the Haven and get all 5.
That's a win, 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 win. Norwegian Cruise Line. Feel free. Book now and get 1, 2, or all 5 offers for free, up to $2,700 in value. Visit NCL.com, call your travel professional, or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Ships Registry, Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
What to serve and eat these days can be a bear, whether lunch, picnics, or dinner time. It's Black Bear to the rescue.
Premium Black Bear Deli meats and cheeses offer you and your family healthy options for any meal. All Black Bear Deli meats are handcrafted, slow-cooked, and naturally gluten-free.
On the go or at home, make Black Bear part of your summertime menu any way you slice it. Ask for Black Bear Deli meats and cheeses by name at the deli counter. Black Bear only at ShopRite.
Grainger stands for safety, and they know what safety stands for. S, safety. A, all about safety. F, feeling good about safety. E, extreme safety. T, talking about safety. Y, you guessed it, safety. First aid kits, eyewash stations, fire protection. You name it. For over 90 years, they've been helping to keep facilities safe and people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your B-A-C-K. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Quip is the new electric toothbrush that helps fix brushing habits most people get wrong, and it starts at just $25. Plus, you can get brush head refills automatically delivered. Go to getquip.com/Chris right now for your first refill pack free. GETQUIP.com/Chris.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity, bad credit, or no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors. AmeriFactors will give you cash right now for your invoices, and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your accounts receivable, and if those clients don't pay on those invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your accounts receivable, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. Get new equipment, hire new employees, or go after new business. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today with AmeriFactors by calling 800-801-0471 or go to AmeriFactors.com/radio. That's 800-801-0471, 800-801-0471.
So here's a great story about a local company that I've come to love. Tate's Bake Shop in Southampton. Every crispy, buttery bite of their cookies taste homemade. I love their signature chocolate chip cookie, but these coconut crisps are pretty incredible too. If you need the perfect and most scrumptious gift ever, visit tatesbakeshop.com and enter promo code BOOMER at checkout for 20% off your order. Look for the Tate's green bag in your supermarket today. Tate's Bake Shop, uniquely crispy, deeply delicious.
Dell knows there's nothing small about your small business. That's why this is their biggest Black Friday and July sale ever. Get up to 40% off and shop deals on PCs with Intel Core processors, plus enjoy free shipping on everything. Dell's small business technology advisors are waiting to help you find the best deals on the right tech for your needs at 877-BUY-DELL. To shop savings that are anything but small, visit Dell.com/business deals or call 877-BUY-DELL.
They've been saving people money for over 50 years. Now, New Jersey, Mavis Discount Tire has five more locations. Denville, Wyckoff, Verona, Flanders, and Marlboro. It's your turn to save. All stores are celebrating with deep discounts. Right now, get up to $80 back by mail on select Goodyear tires. Come in today and save.
Mavis Discount Tire, America's Discount Tire Store.
Legal and other restrictions apply. See stores for rebate details.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.